trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit. Was your cord together, Mark? What are you doing? It's not plugged in. Look at you.
Unbelievable. I got it, good.
I know. That's why we test it every day. That's why we test it with you. We're using Gary. What can I do about that?
What in the world?
We test it every day.
Don't blame Gary. Don't blame me.
I could have actually hit the thing, but that's not up there either. I could have hit the
button. I still crack you up after all these years? Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know. You make me laugh. It's just funny stuff. Hey, welcome to a Wednesday. It's a Shadow League Wednesday.
That's right. A wet and wild Wednesday. I got wet today.
I even tweeted that. Well, that's going away. It lingered a little longer. But say bye-bye to the rain. We got beautiful days a-coming. Just stayed a little bit longer than we all those meteorological types thought. That's okay. It happens. Needed the rain. I'll tell you who's jealous of us. Southern California, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada. They're jealous of all the rain we get here, man. That drought continues over there. Have you seen pictures of that, Rob, at all? The dried up riverbeds and the lakes that are no longer there.
Terrible.
I mean, that's what they're going through on a daily basis. And we just lap up luxury with water. We got water to burn and we can't only find a way. We got all these people doing silly stuff. Find a way to get the water from here to there. Make that pipeline. That would be cool.
Just forget that the world is 3/4 covered with water. It's just the
But California, next to an ocean...
Can't get any water.
That they've never been able to figure out how to take the salt completely out of it to make it drinkable or usable.
What? The Romans had a viaduct, Mark, that went for miles.
I know.
Miles to bring fresh water into Rome. How did they do it?
That science that needs to be studied.
Mark,
I don't, dude. I'm telling you.
Have you ever watched those things about ancient Rome?
Yeah,
it is unbelievable.
But they did,
and this is the other part that I
smaller
always
smaller scale, but yeah.
But still, Mark, they had plumbing in their houses. Go back to 200 years ago in this country, the Wild Wild West. They had an outhouse. They didn't even have plumbing in their house. How do you go from having plumbing in your house in ancient Roman times, and then you go to the Wild Wild West 200 years ago, and you didn't have it?
Because we didn't
catch
on.
It.
Yeah, we lost that ability at some point.
Isn't that a miracle?
You know what?
Seriously, when I went to Pompeii, can I tell you this real quick?
I got smaller issues. I
went to Pompeii, and I could not believe. Stove, bathroom, Mark, a stove and everything. It's all preserved because, you know, Pompeii... When the lava covered up the town and everything covered
where
it all up.
Where is Pompeii? Tell people.
Italy.
Is it where part? What part of Italy?
I don't remember.
Southern Italy?
Right. I don't remember exactly, to be honest, going down. I want to say.
You just went to the Kim and Kanye wedding. That was in Italy.
No, I was not there. Gary, find out where exactly, where it is from Rome. Where it is. Is it south of Rome? But anyway, Pompeii, we went on vacation. And Mark, you go into this house and they have a toilet and a tub, running water. They have a kitchen. You know, when people are cooking outside, you know, in the West, in Kansas, and all that stuff.
Like
you know,
in the 1800s?
In the 1800s, cooking outside over an open flame. They had all this stuff. And the other thing that was the most unbelievable thing, when you walk right in the doorway, before you come in the house.
And what is Pompeii like? 100 million BC? I don't know
where
it was.
I don't know. I don't know.
We're terrible.
Here it is.
As a country.
No, but here it is. So the tour guy says, there's a mosaic tile square right outside the front door. It has a picture of a dog, right? And it has three words in Latin. And he says, What does that say on made out of mosaic tile in front of the doorway? What did he say? What does that say?
It says, get all this at Home Depot.
No.
I don't know what.
Are you ready for this?
I can't wait.
Beware of dog. In Latin, with a picture of a dog made out of mosaic tile.
Well, they had to beware of the dog, too, back then. They had animals.
Mark,
they had pets.
And the other thing is, the streets, like when you walk at night, they had diamond-shaped, huge diamond-shaped things. I don't know what it was made out of, what stone, that lit up at night. So you could actually
like walk. Reflectors.
Reflectors that they put into the cobblestone, right, so that at night they could find their way and walk around at night.
Or use their chariot or whatever they had.
Whatever they
had.
They
have a chariot?
The streets didn't look big enough for chariots, not there where I went. But anyway, it was unbelievable.
They have chariot dealerships where you could go and get a chariot?
I don't know. How you got a chariot? You had to build your own, I
think. What'd you do? Take out a loan from, Bank of Pompeii?
I have no... Bank of Pompeii, maybe. So, anyway...
Wednesday, May 28, 2014.
We got
Shadow League Wednesday.
Something else unbelievable. Go ahead. You want to keep talking before? I got something to get off my chest.
I'm going to give you the breaking news. Tiger Woods has withdrawn from the United States Open Golf Championship.
Good.
There, we're first up to tell you, if you haven't heard it, Tiger Woods, who thought he'd play at the U.S. Open, would be ready to play. He says he's still physically not able, and the Open is 2 weeks away. So Tiger has decided today to announce that he will not be participating in the United States Open. So we'll check you next time over at the British, see if he blows that one off, which he probably will. And I doubt he'll be at Valhalla for the PGA Championship. So there you go.
Holla.
So we want to bring you the latest news first here on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Tiger Woods has officially withdrawn from the U.S. Open.
I got to admit, today I was blown away. Calvin Johnson spoke today at OTAs. And I guess there's a TMZ. Where's the report, Mark?
TMZ, the report from TMZ, yes, that's who had the report about the girls. The only thing we got over it from Calvin in Allen Park is that everything's cool and everything's fine. And let's all have an ice cream.
What a shock. Is that what he said?
Well, he didn't talk about that, really. He talked about just football items at the OTAs. There's so many lists of rules at the OTAs.
Did they ask questions? Did they ask about
it? I'll be honest, I don't know. Rob, have you seen the list of rules at the OTAs? I'm not interested in me mentioning this. One of the rules is don't mention it on the air about the rules of the OTAs.
Don't mention it, Dave.
So I won't mention it. But they're a mile long. Go look at your list of rules.
I'm not picking on Calvin Johnson. I'm just talking about in general. And I want people to chime in. I want people to educate me. I'm looking for help. I'm looking for answers. That's what I'm looking for tonight. So here's a story. Calvin Johnson has a baby with a woman, and now he's with another woman, and there was some altercation or whatever. I don't care about all that and all other stuff, and I'm sure he'll be a great dad and all that other stuff. I don't get it. I don't get how many guys wind up in this situation. Why, Mark? What am I missing?
You're missing the fact that you never did it.
No, I didn't do it.
And by the by, Pompeii is near Naples, south of Rome, near the ankle of the boot.
Okay, see, south of Rome. Okay, cool.
Just they can take it off the screen, EP. Thank you. So your problem is, other than the fact that it's obviously too cold in here for you.
No, it's okay, man. Let's do it. Just get out of here.
And you can watch Rob do that at parkerandtheman.com.
No, Mark, I don't understand.
Can we get the story out first? The story is from TMZ. Calvin Johnson has a child with a baby mama, which is a phrase I hate, so the mother of his child, and he has a girlfriend.
Well, they got to call her that. You know why? Because oftentimes it's not a fiance or a girlfriend. It's a baby mama. That's what she is.
I hate the phrase.
What else are you going to call her? What are you going to call
her? The mother of Calvin Johnson's child. Just take the extra time and say it that way.
What are you going to call her?
I just told you. The mother of Calvin Johnson's child.
Okay.
Because she's not known anyhow. She's kind of nondescript. I don't know who she is.
Mark, I get the average Joe. I get the average Joe. I get it. So I'm not a dummy. What I'm talking about.
But the story is that there was an altercation between the girlfriend and the mother of the child because Calvin had the girlfriend with him to visit the child, which is supposedly not in the agreement. That is the deal and why this surfaced at all today. Now you may go on your rant about why guys who have a lot of money get themselves in sticky situations. Pardon that pun.
Mark, you gotta pay. You know what your check is that has to go now to this baby and this woman you don't want to have anything to deal with. I don't understand why a person in that situation would let their guard down to be put in this situation over and over. And this is not just Calvin Johnson. It's happened over and over and over. If you ask me about the regular Joe, who's just looking to have a good time, not thinking about it, he's not worried. He doesn't have 20, 30 million in the bank. He's not worried about it. Just a regular Joe. I get that. People fall in love, they whatever. But this happens all the time now.
Some guys want children.
And it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter. Like, what's the running back who was with the Broncos who had seven kids?
That was
what was his name? Thomas?
No.
Yes, it was.
No.
His last name was Thomas.
Henry.
Henry Thomas.
Not Henry Thomas. Henry Thomas is a child actor. The guy. It's like Sean Kemp had how many kids?
Sean Kemp had a...
Travis Henry. Mm-hmm.
What do you have? Seven or eight kids? He was...
With like seven different women.
Same thing. Mark, are you...
Might have been nine kids with like eight
seven
women.
Seven women or something like that. The Jets had a DB who had eight or nine kids. He was 27 years old with eight or nine kids. Mm-hmm. I understand. People do want to have kids. I'm not against kids. I just don't understand how you could have that kind of money, put yourself in that situation. And then, Mark, it's not even like it was your fiance. Oh, you're going to get married. I get all that. I'm talking about a chick who all of a sudden becomes persona non grata where you want nothing to do with her, but you're having a baby. What am I missing?
You're missing the fact that it happens. I don't know where else to go. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know what advice to give you
I'm asking. I'm asking other people. If you had $30 million in the bank, do you think you would have a baby mama drama? If you honestly, that's what I'm asking you. 248-848-1130. If you had $30 million in the bank, I could tell you for
you're
going
to get calls if you get calls. From people who got $5 in the bank and have that situation.
But that's different, though. I understand that, Mark. They got nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose. What are you losing?
Well, what do you mean? He doesn't feel like... I don't think Calvin thinks he's losing anything. Mark, if he has to take care of the child, he takes care of the child.
You think if he could do it all over again, this is the way he... Do you think so? I'm asking you. If he said, Calvin, we could go back with the way back
machine.
I
know Calvin Johnson on a level to ask him some football questions.
I'm just saying in general...
From what I've seen from him since he's been here... No, I think mother he has.
Do you know what's the loot that you have to pay out? I'm just so I don't get it.
I've never had to pay it, so no, I don't know it. I mean, I know it from others. I know plenty of people.
What are your friends, Mark? Their lives are, Mark, when it comes to paying out that money. You know, you have friends. Devastated. Am I right or wrong?
The ones that have no money are always devastated by anything that costs money. Devastated. Yeah, the kids are a killer. I know plenty of deadbeats who don't pay their child support. We know a couple of, there was a Detroit Tiger, big name. Remember when they closed Tiger Stadium? The cops were waiting for him, I believe. That was the story. Remember who that was?
Yeah, who was that? The son of
Peter. It's not the mystery. It's around the floor.
And you know what? The cops were very nice. You know what they said? For the last game at the Tiger Stadium, they said, go ahead, we'll let you run out and wave to the crowd. And when you run off, they put them in handcuffs.
That's what it was, basically.
They were waiting for
him. Yeah, they were waiting for
Ron. Gary, do you remember that? Ron LaFleur, I mean, they let him come out for the last
game. Right, and they nabbed him.
And he knew if you come back to the state of Michigan, we're going to be going to jail, right?
Yeah.
And he did it anyway because he wanted to be a part of
that.
Look,
I can tell you some stories about LaFleur that would blow your mind. Blow your mind about that kind of a guy, and it's not just the child support.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me, and I just think about money and stuff like that. I don't know how you put yourself. Tiger Woods, Mark, you know what? He had to pay, but he was married. That's what I'm talking about. I don't. Why would you put yourself in that situation? Is what I'm saying. With that kind of money on the line, this is not a one night roll in the hay.
There were people even after Tiger married Elin, and had the two kids, Sam and Charlie, whatever their names are, said Tiger, what are you thinking?
No, but he was married. I would
no,
never say
because
that.
There were a lot of. I'm telling you, there were people who thought the marriage was a sham. Should never have been married to Elin in the first place. They were totally wrong for each other. So that goes on too. I said, Tiger, all you're going to do is lose money in this whole deal. Now, he loves his children.
Of course.
Elon the other day said he's a great father.
This isn't about the children. It's about dealing with getting in a situation with women who you, A, don't want to marry or don't want to be with. All right, it's time for the official sports night with Park and the Man, Hank Aaron Time Check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Honoring Henry Louis Aaron the entire season on the event of his 40th anniversary for home run number 715 to pass the Bambino, to pass George Herman Ruth. It also tells you what time it is. Thank you, Milo Hamilton. 7:15 on Sports Night with Parker and the Man here on a Shadow League Wednesday.
So, you get it. I don't get it. You get it totally.
I totally get it. I understand how it happens. I understand the mistakes that are made.
Never
in
happened
whole,
to Mark Wilson.
That we know of.
You had a couple. You had some change. You had change. You had a nice career. You had everything going. Didn't happen to Mark Wilson.
That we know of yet. Come on. We always go through inventory. I've been doing it lately. Go back to the 80s. Think about the times.
More, I get that. That's not.
Does anybody watch Californication?
Watch Californication? I know the show. I know what the show is.
You know what the show's basic premise is right now? Hank finds out after 20 years that he's got a son.
Right. I know that.
Showed up at the door. Hi, I'm your kid. I think every guy thinks about that, whether you've got Calvin Johnson money or not.
I just think when you have that kind of money, you have to you look at things differently. I don't know, 248, 848, 1130.
By the way, the baby mom was Heather Graham. God bless him.
And my question is, Heather Graham.
Heather Graham.
What'd she look like?
Gorgeous. Still.
You got a picture of her?
Blonde. She was in Boogie Nights. She was in, she's been in a lot of stuff. So Heather Graham's gorgeous.
So that's the chick.
That's the baby mama. He never knew that she was pregnant. He never knew that there was a baby involved. 20 years went by.
Well, you're talking about that. You know, I thought you were talking about Calvin Johnson. I was like,
no,
what?
Calvin Johnson should be so lucky, Tether Graham.
All right, so the question I'm asking you, 248-848-1130, if you had $30 million in the bank, do you think you would have a baby mama? Because I don't get it. I know I wouldn't.
KC, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. What's going on, fella?
Hey, what's
up? Hey,
Kathy. I hope you guys all had a great Memorial Weekend, man. We finally had the weather for it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and by the way, Heather Graham was the baby mama in The Hangover.
Yeah, absolutely. She was also in The Hangover, the first one. Actually, well, she's in, I think, two of the three.
Well, that was easy for her, an easy role to play for her then.
Exactly, especially after doing the roller girl role in Boogie Nights.
In Boogie Nights.
Casey, you have three kids. You understand what I'm saying or no?
I got two.
Oh, I'm sorry. We keep saying three. I'm sorry.
I got two.
I'm sorry.
What is Sean Kemp down there?
Casey, yeah, Casey, bad news. You now got three.
Jesus. Can I take you as a deduction? I just, by the way, I've been meaning to say it ever since I've been calling. You got to give EP a raise.
Really?
He's doing a hell of a job.
How about that? He's a very nice guy. Do you have the phones, is he?
Yeah, I mean, he can't live on the support he's getting now. So, make him my third kid and give him a raise.
All right, there you go.
The minions are going, hey, why are they shaking their heads? Wait a second.
They're all going to line up at the adoption center for me, huh?
Ryan, Nick Deere, they're all shaking their heads over there.
Yeah. And, guys, we were talking just 15 years ago. He was known as Charles Rogers. He was a daddy at 16.
He came here with two kids, I think.
Right,
didn't
he had two kids in college.
Yeah,
in high school, right? High school.
Yeah, he was having sex with a 14-year-old.
No, but KC, my thing is, at that point, and I'm not condoning anything, he's 16, she's 14, whatever, but there's no money at that point. He's a kid. He's a 16-year-old kid who's reckless. I'm talking about grown athletes, guys in their 20s, with $30 million in the bank, making reckless decisions. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely. And there hasn't been an example other than, Derek Jeter, who knows what to do. I mean, I suggested 15 years ago, if you know you're going to be a high-profile athlete, what do? You go to the sperm bank, you make a deposit, you get a vasectomy, and you have kids when you want to. I mean, it's not that expensive in the long run. You decide, you make the decision. You no longer have to worry about, what was it, Scotty Anderson with the condom and had to put the hot sauce in it?
God, Scotty Anderson, yeah. I forgot about that guy.
That story. Yeah, no, but KC, so you're with me. If you were that guy, $30 million in the bank, you wouldn't be having a baby with a baby's mama.
Oh, God, no.
That's what I'm saying.
No, God, no.
See, that's what I'm saying, Mark. No way it would have happened. 248-848-1130. I think, Mark, you probably would be, the guy with eight kids, right? You would be with $30 million. You would say, I can afford it. So what does it matter?
No, because there's a philosophy, philosophical question about children in there too, though.
I'm saying if you wanted to.
I'm telling you that a guy like Calvin Johnson, if he has one, I would say probably a good 75% of the time. I'm going to leave the 25% open. Those guys are kind of looking to lay it down early, so they're not old fathers. They don't care that they have to wait. They don't want to be married. Married's worse. They'd rather just pay the child support.
I think Casey brought up the perfect example. Derek Jeter's had plenty of babes, Mark. Oh, look at his roster and his lineup of chicks he's dated.
He's a smart kid from Michigan, though.
He doesn't have a baby. He doesn't have a baby.
Because he's
you
know a good Kalamazoo guy.
No, because he doesn't want a baby. And he's not going
to
cut anybody in. Some random chick. I'm not cutting a random
chick.
You're going
to have to ask Calvin Johnson then if he wanted the child or
not. I'm talking about in general. He doesn't want her, apparently.
He didn't want the mama.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it. If you want to have a baby, Mark, go sign a piece of paper to surrogate and buy some eggs. And if you really just want to have a kid, why would you pay a random chick?
Guys aren't that in tune with that number. They're not going to do
that. Just
let it
rip.
They're not going to do the surrogate thing and whatnot.
248-848-1130.
I'll tell you what, let's get the show started. Let's do this, we'll do that, we'll do this. My name's Mark. Welcome to the program. The guy across from me is a guy who booked Fitty Set to throw out the first drunk at his pool party, but Fitty missed the pool and threw the guy into his flower beds. They were way over to the left. Throw out the first drunk, Fitty.
Boy, is he getting hammered?
Woo!
Is he getting hammered all
Love
day?
It. He brought it on himself. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
All right, it is Sports Night with Parker and the Man. On this Shadow League Wednesday for some great sports information, go to shadowleague.com. You know I'm a columnist there as well. And, of course, today we got EP, Gary, Nick, and his video streaming minions, Ryan and Josh, all here on the other side of the glass. Mark, so much to do, so little time.
Who are you telling?
248-848-1130.
Take more of your calls.
We're going to get into the Tigers a little later on.
And after this bit with Calvin Johnson, I got a Lions questiones, as Rob would say. I've got a questiones about...
So you didn't know I was bilingual.
You buy something. I'm not sure what that is. It has to do with the OTA from today and the OTA next week. And it has to do a little bit because the Caldwell-Schwartz thing. But I think it's a legit question on this May 28th. 2014.
You mean you're not just making up NFL
stuff
to make up NFL stuff?
It's something that's actually crossed my mind because of the OTA today and the one and when Dominican Sue came back into the OTAs. There's only one more next week, and then they have the mandatory mini camp on June 10th coming up before regular camp begins. So the number again, 248-848-1130. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan. And yes, we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
It's almost 7:30, Sports Night with Parker the Man. Mark the Man Wilson, Rob Parker right over there for your dancing pleasure. On this Shadow League Wednesday, we've got Ricardo Hazel.
That's right.
Joining us from the Shadow League. You'll like him. He's very experienced. Got a lot of good stuff. Probably about in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, late 8 o'clock hour, we'll do that. 248-848-1130. Just talking about, the big story about on TMZ about Calvin Johnson and his girlfriend and baby mama having a little drama and all that. And I was just
enough
thinking,
to call the cops. There's a police report.
I was just thinking, if I had $30 million in the bank, would I have a baby mama? But I don't see it. And it happens to a lot of athletes, a lot. Sure, it happens to a lot of guys, but if you don't have $30 million in the bank, I kind of see it. If you have $30 million in the bank, Mark, I don't see it.
Buster, what's going on, fella?
Oh, no, well, nothing much. First of all, this is Kirk Dixon's 57th birthday.
Did I miss Gibby's birthday today?
Yeah, and you missed Bob Ford's 45th, you know, the Toronto mayor.
Yeah, but I don't care about Rob Ford. I should have known Gibby's birthday.
Yeah, well, did you know that the Dion Quints were born 80 years ago today in Callander, Ontario?
Did not know that.
Yeah. I think they're the first Quins of whom all of them survived in there. Of course, natural, but this is way before fertility drugs. And about Calvin Johnson, that's kind of surprising, Rob. But I mean, I guess that's what happens when you go around trying to keep it real, right?
Oh, look at Buster with the keep it real.
I guess you know what.
Yeah, keep it real damn dumb. That's what that's all about. I'll tell you another doggone thing. I wish my father could. Yeah, he would have been 101 June the 8th.
where he's still with us, God rest his soul. He died February 26, 1990. And if he could come back and see all this crap these days about these baby mamas with these athletes whose IQs are about my expanded chest size and all this other garbage that goes on, you know what he'd say? He'd say, I'm going back up there to join your mother and your sister Wendy and some of our other relatives and friends, and you people fix this. Because I'll tell you, you know, like you mentioned about Derek Jeter, I mean, he's had every hot babe practically in North America the last 25 years.
It's not like he's a nerd or he's never dated these chicks. I just think if you want to have a kid, you can have one. And I know people make mistakes sometimes, the heat of the moment. I get all that.
Yeah.
But if I have $30 million, that's one reason that I'm not going to be as reckless as if I'm just a young guy with no money in the bank.
Well, Rob, Derek Jeter and these other people, that's the difference between an IQ of about 160 and an IQ of about 60. So, I mean, that's our sports world for these days. And I'll tell you something else before I get the heck out of here. One reason that I don't call so many talk shows or read quite as much about sports, well, I read a lot about sports or clubs, because there's been such a bright light from sports, I mean, just owners, players, management, so-called media, that it's just disgusting for me. It just seems that all the bubbles and dummies have taken over sports these days, and it's just ruined my, except for the playing part, it ruined my enjoyment of sports. Thanks for putting me on, boys.
I don't understand that. What is ruined for him?
He just doesn't like to follow it or some of the players anymore because of a lot of the buffoonery and stuff that goes on.
Buffoonery's always going on.
Between owners and all, but that's his opinion, Mark, about right now. And I'm with you. I've never been one of these guys that was great in the old days.
Right.
I've never been that guy. And I'll tell you the other thing.
Because I think people have revisionist history.
They have revisionist history. I always say that. When people tell me how bad things are, all I got to do is say one thing. When people tell me how bad, oh, it's terrible now. Oh, the violence and the crime in Detroit. I said, is that any worse than in the 40s and 30s when they were lynching black people in parks on Sunday afternoons?
Like you said to me, in Chicago, where they were gunning down people in the streets
and
over prohibition.
Mark,
you know, restaurants.
And restaurants, gangsters in the 30s in Chicago.
Seth MacFarlane said it best. The new movie's coming out, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Right.
He said, we actually looked it up. The amount of people that died from various things in the West that could have been prevented. It's unbelievable. I mean, you would everybody be dead these days,
Mark,
if what happened back in the 1800s was happening today.
People had guns for a reason. Are you kidding?
I'm going to go see that. That's a funny, it looks like a funny movie. I'll give McFarlane that. That looks like a good one.
All right,
Sarah Silverman's in that.
248-848-1130.
Okay, Brock, we are on SportsNet with Parker, man. We got to keep cooking. What's going on, Brock?
Hey, how you fellas doing tonight?
We're doing great. Brock, help me out. Help me explain. Explain something to me. I don't get it.
Well, Rob, I'll tell you this. If I had $30 million in the bank, I'd have a baby mama, too, because I'll leave my wife. But that's a whole
thing.
Wow. I'm just kidding.
No, Brock's probably not even kidding.
Well, I'm not listening, though. Gosh,
So Brock, wait a minute real quick before you get to your point. So you would be one of those guys. A lot of guys do it. They make a lot of money, and they upgrade. They look at their wife and say, I could go get me a hot trophy, babe.
Oh no. I agree with that. But see, the thing, like, me, I got my wife pregnant my senior year of high school. And it was just, you know, me thinking I knew everything and being dumb or whatever. But
Brock, you didn't have $30 million in the bank, and you were a kid. And you were a kid to me, all right? I'm talking about a grown man who now has... they have a financial advisor, they have an agent, they have a lawyer, they have all these people working for them, right?
And this is what the thing, though. I think about it. Some of it got to be a macho thing, though. Because to me, especially nowadays with all this stuff floating around, and you having baby mamas with loose chicks, to me, the baby is the least amount of my worries with all this stuff floating around now.
Well, that's true, too.
Remember the rumors about Michael Vick going to Mexico, Ron Mexico rumors? And then even, Paul George, a couple months ago, offered to kick $1 million not to keep the baby?
Right. Well, I mean, he looked at the long-term price compared to a $1 million payout, right?
Right. And the chick was smart. She's like, $1 million? This a $15, $20 million?
Exactly. Are you kidding? She said, if I get 19% of this salary,
I don't know. I think James Worthy and those guys had it right in the '80s. They just went to the pros.
Right. Mark, you know what? And you know, people always used to ask me, Brock, why do these guys always get in trouble at strip clubs? And I'm like, you know why they go to strip clubs? Because they pay and they keep going on their way.
They get what they want.
They don't have to deal with meeting a regular chick in the club. And then she says,
true.
You brushed up against me. He touched me and this and that. And he did this and this. You don't have to worry about that. You pay her and it's all over. You go your way. She goes her way. That's how it goes.
That makes sense to me. But like I said, a lot of it is because, Rob, this has been going on since sports been around, that these guys are, and it's more prevalent now because we hear about it now because
we hear about
social
everything.
Media. But, I mean, come on, Rob. You know, because they know. They know. And so it's like these guys, it's like they in the locker room, they know. And it's like, but it's got to be a bit of a macho thing. I don't wear a condom and all that. I love the feeling and all that other
stuff. That's fine, but do you have to leave a deposit, bro? I don't understand.
Okay.
All right, well, you fellas have a good night.
Bye, Brock.
My bank is closed.
You know, Kate Hudson did not get what she wanted from any athlete she dated, including, what was it, A-Rod? And did she go out with Jeter, too, Kate Hudson? Or just A-Rod?
A-Rod, big time.
Okay. What happened literally minutes after she left Alex Rodriguez? She meets Matt Bellamy from the band Muse and has a child. She was looking for a major guy
to have a baby with. And A-Rod was like, I have two kids with his wife.
With my wife.
His divorce, right? And he didn't have a baby. This is what I'm trying to say, Mark.
Wasn't a mystery while that Kate Hudson just happened to meet Matt Bellamy and get
then a baby.
Baby popped out.
Right. All right. 248-848-1130. We also got some other line stuff.
We'll talk. Sports Wrap is coming up. You want me to introduce the thing now?
Yeah, do it.
Well, look.
Real quick, give him a nice Doug Clark.
Yesterday, you went a big deal about the Tigers and what we all know that your expectation is World Series win or bust. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, just stop there.
That's it.
The Red Wings, we always put on a Stanley Cup track. If you don't go far, you failed. The Pistons have calmed down the pike so much that I don't know our expectations are very high anymore.
Playoff.
I'm really curious now. What is the expectation for this group with Jim Caldwell? I won't go into the thing I want to get into yet, but right then and there, what is your expectation? I don't want to hear about numbers of wins. I don't care. What is your expectation? This guy supposedly has it going on. They tried everybody else. Where now do you stand? And I want you to think about it. You got a couple minutes to do that. 248-848-1130. As I said, Sports Wrap next. Sports Night with Parker the Man. But first, Rob Parker for Sam's Alterations.
That's right. Mark, you think you're the man? Nope. Sam is the man right there on
Sam the man.
Sam's Alterations on 12 Mile and Southfield Road right there in Lathrop Village. Mark, he takes care of women, children, men. You need your suits tightened up, altered. You need your pants taken in, cuffs added to your pants. Whatever you need done, Sam can get it done because Sam is the man.
Big time. He the man.
Also, Mark, you can go in there and get your suit or sport coat. He has them right there. Great selection, great price, everything. Right there in the store. And then he can fix it up on you like it's tailor-made. So if you have alteration needs, make sure you see Sam at Sam's Alterations on Southfield Road and 12 Mile Road in Lathrop Village. Hey, Mark?
Yes?
Go get Sam!
Detroit's 1130.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson. Is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
All right, Tigers Oakland, 10:05 tonight. Got the big win, big victory last night, 6-5.
Impressive.
Rajai Davis with a steal to end all steals at third base. He went, but they weren't looking. 10:05 is the start tonight. Annabelle Sanchez against Scott Kazmir. Sanchez has the last two Tigers starter victories. He's going to try to make that a third because obviously Max did not get a victory last night, even though the Tigers won. Max did not pitch well last night.
He didn't.
Tigers at 29-19 after the 6-5 win. They're leading the AL Central at 5 full games and 6 in the loss column. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker Man presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA Eastern Finals, Game 5 tonight. Miami can wrap it up at Indiana.
Good to wrap it up.
That's what you always tell me. And it's all heat, in my opinion. So if Indiana's got something left, they better present it now to force a Game 6. Stanley Cup playoffs, West Finals Game 5. Blackhawks had better do the same. They trail the Kings 3-1. Game is at the United Center in Chicago. That starts in just a little while. East Finals Game 6 is tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. Rangers still lead Montreal 3-2 after losing last night to the Habs. Other baseball, American League, Houston beats Kansas City 9-3. That's the Astros' fifth win in a row. George Springer is everything as advertised except in the field where he has 6 errors. He sets a club record for a rookie with 9 home runs in the month of May. 9-3 the final, Astros in Kansas City. Blue Jays over the Rays, 2-0 second right now. Other games will start later. Interleague series underway at Fenway. Boston and Atlanta, no score in the first inning. A couple more of those games will start later.
That's not in Fenway, that's in Atlanta, isn't it?
I saw Braves at Red Sox.
Okay.
I'll look again. Why don't you look for me and tell me since you brought it up?
No, National. I watched the game yesterday. I thought that was Atlanta we looked at. Okay.
Maybe they're doing a home-and-home thing. Mets over the Pirates in the National League, 5-0. Bartolo Colon, 7 1/3, 5-hit ball with 9 strikeouts. Giants over the Cubs, 5-0.
I'm sorry, you're right. It says the other one.
Giants, 5-0. 6 pitchers combined on a 2-hitter, including my nephew's teacher, George Contos, who got the win, his first win, 1-0. Marlins and Nationals, no score second. Ditto with the Rockies and Phillies. 2 others start for 9:40. Jack Nicklaus's PGA Memorial begins at 7:20 tomorrow morning. Bubba Watson on the tee at 8:15. Defending champion Matt Kuchar, who will try not to be a Matt Kuchoke, goes at 8:26. Phil Mickelson, 105. And how about this group? Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott, your number one player in the world at 116. That's all in Muirfield, Dublin, Ohio. French Open tennis, day 4, second round. The surprise of the day, and maybe in sports, both Williams sisters lose today. They're both out in France. Number 1 Serena shocked by Garbine Blanco, 6-2-2. There wasn't even an effort there by Serena. As I was telling these guys, she looked terrible. Not just the way she was playing, but kind of the way she's looking. So I don't know. Rob said maybe they didn't want to be there. Well, Venus lost 2 in 3 sets. They would have met each other in round 3, played each other, which would have been highly interesting again. But ain't going to happen because both are out in the second round of the French Open. That's your sports represented by Sporty Cuts. So as I was saying about expectations, Calvin Johnson, baby mama or not, where do you, without a number, we do this every year with the damn number, 8 wins, 9 wins, 3 wins, 5 wins, 6 wins. The entire Lions thing has been an abject failure for 56 to 7 years now. We're Lion 56, working 57. Everybody through the door hasn't gotten you anywhere you want to be. I don't care who it is. I can go through the litany. I won't bother you with it.
Even Steve Mariucci.
Even the savior.
That, to me, is the biggest fail of all the ones that they brought.
All the guys.
All right? That was the guy, Mark.
George Wilson.
He had a little
Joe
cachet
Schmidt.
When he came in, right? Don't go through the list. We don't have that much time. The show's only 3 hours.
I tell people all the time, you have Mariucci, I have Don McCafferty. McCafferty to me, 1973.
I love that song, American Pie, right?
Don McLean.
Oh, that's McLean.
Don McCafferty is the guy that the Lions, that William Clayford Sr. went and got for you, who had won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Colts. He was the coach. And after his first year, which way past expectations, they thought that team would win 1 or 2 games and end up winning 6 games, I think. And they were looking forward to his second year as the coach. He was 53. He's mowing his grass in West Bloomfield and dies dead of a heart attack right on the lawn. Taken to Pontiac General Hospital, and he's pronounced dead there. So he doesn't make it to his second year. He's 53 years old, as I mentioned. So we'll never know. So now here comes Caldwell. After all these guys, Fonts and Rogers and all the dudes, here comes a guy who's got rings. He's got a little bling, bling, bling. He's been there, done it. Just like McCafferty had been there and done it. That's 40 years difference, the hiring of McCafferty and the hiring of Caldwell. So where does your expectation lie? What will be good enough this year? What will keep the Caldwell naysayers away? What does he have to do? You've thought about it, Rob. I want to defer to you. What does he have to do for you to prove to you that something's going on here? Do we start over again? Do we go back to, is 5-11 good enough? 8-8? I know I didn't want the number. Does he have to make the postseason this year?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
I was trying to think of this myself. What do I have to have now Where are we in 2014 with the football
Mark,
team?
It's not fair. Not fair. I'm going to say this. But if they don't make the playoffs, the fans will be down on him. Same old Lions. He wasn't their first pick. Everybody wanted
Wisenhunt. Who was never coming here.
Who wasn't coming, but everybody wanted Wisenhunt. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of pressure because if they go, and you know, we went through the schedule and did our way, way before the season and before the
We're
draft.
We're both well under 500.
Well under 500. They turn in a 5-11, 4-12 campaign with Jim Caldwell, the coach that nobody wanted. It's not going to be comfortable here. And especially if, you know, say Sue doesn't play well, if there's any kind of discipline issue.
What did you say the thing that was already a turnoff with Caldwell for you? Because you liked him coming and you said, I'm out. What was the thing that did it? You can't remember anymore. You said, I'm done with him. Not meaning terribly done with him, but kind of done with him.
No, because
something happened.
I don't remember. I was willing to give him a chance. What did he do?
Like a week ago, we were talking about on the air. You said, I've had it with him. You said that.
It was
a specific issue. Was it a Sue issue? Something happened. You said, oh, no. I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm not doing that now.
What did he say? Was it?
You got to remember the things you say.
Well, I do normally, but I just really don't remember that. Was it that Sue? He let Sue off the hook, or it didn't matter, or
Stafford? Was it Stafford?
Stafford, you made excuse
all right,
for him.
Forget about it.
Okay,
you're still seemingly somewhat in on him, even though you told me, and I think you said on the air.
Yeah, but I just don't remember.
Do you remember saying it though?
I really
no,
don't.
No, you don't.
That I'm out. I'm out on him. Wow.
Yeah, I would say I'm surprised, Rob. If I knew the day, I'd say, Gary, rewind the tape.
The only thing I thought,
I could find out what it was.
See, I thought that he, because I said to you, Mark, I told you his hiring to me was like the Rolling Stones song. You may not get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. And he brings in the discipline, and he has some hardware and some respect factor. He's not the Jim Schwartz macho guy and all that other stuff. It must have been something about Sue. What else did he talk about? Oh, no. You're right. I got you. Because I thought he was going to come in and be able to flex his muscles a little bit with the draft.
Draft.
And I said, when they drafted Ebron, I'm out. Because it is business as usual at Allen Park. Things have not changed because I don't believe if Jim Caldwell was really that guy, I'm sorry, Mark, and you're in a division where everybody else drafted defense first, and you got Aaron Rodgers and Jay Cutler.
And now Teddy Bridgewater. Throw him in there.
And you're the team that goes for offense when that's not – I don't care what anybody says. That's not the issue. And, you got to score. This is a scoring league. I get all that. You got to be able to make stops. Mark, what do we say? Football's a very easy game. While making plays, right? Knocking down a pass. Intercepting a pass late in the game. That's how you win games.
Opportune times.
Yes.
Where the Lions have failed miserably for a half century plus.
And last year alone, 4 fourth quarter led the league. Doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
Which was payback for when they had those other ones a few years ago. Remember when it was in their favor?
When they turned 3 or 4 double-digit deficits early on, but they still came back and won those games. They won in Oakland. They won in Dallas. What was the other one?
Minnesota?
Minnesota was ridiculous that year. That's how they got their 10 wins.
All right, looking for the expectation. Doesn't have to be a number.
We're not looking for a number.
Jimmy, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening, Jimmy?
Not much. Hey, I want to crack one thing before I make my point. Why y'all didn't give Todd some soccer tickets last night?
Todd some soccer tickets.
Yeah,
oh,
he really
Todd who trashed soccer. Yeah, that was pretty funny. I mean,
if we had soccer tickets, Jimmy, we would have given.
Jimmy, he was great last night.
He would have snapped if y'all would have gave some soccer tickets.
Well, if the Detroit Rockers or something were still around, I would have done it.
Yeah, because boy, he really hated soccer. Hey Rob, you say you were through with him once they drafted the
Ebron.
Yeah, Ebron. And like you say, that it was the same old Lions gig. You know, it was the same thing. Well, we got the same look from that.
Right. Well, and the other thing is from Moles and people I talked to, and I've said this on Clubhouse on Channel 4, that there was an infighting in there, and they were saying that they already feel bad for Marvin Mayhew, and they feel bad for Jim Caldwell because they can't get through. The same things are going on there over and over and over.
Who's pulling the strings? Ford Senior, Ford Junior, and Luan. So now, so Junior and Luan are into the cahoots.
That's what I'm hearing. That they're the ones.
He's gonna flex maybe some muscle that his dad couldn't do the last decade or so. Ever since he hired Matt Mellon.
The same old thing going on. Mark, you saw
his mom involved too. Is Martha Firestone involved too?
Jimmy, you should have seen the look on Lions fans. Dude, Lions fans are some of the most loyal people I've ever seen. And all of their faces dropped in the draft. Just all of them.
Mine was one of those. Mine was one of those faces.
All right, so Jimmy, I'm asking, what is your expectation? What does he have to do in 14 to convince you something's cooking? What's good enough?
It's hard to say because everything so far is the same. We've
Jimmy,
seen this
get off the fence. Stop the
waffle.
Stop
it, Stoney. Come on now.
You have
they
to go there.
They got to win.
Win what?
Win what, Jimmy? Do they need to make the playoffs, win a playoff game? What do they need to do this year?
Well, yeah, at least the playoff game.
Win the playoff game.
Yeah, they got to at least win a playoff game because they went back. If they win a playoff game, we'll say, okay, now he's getting started. We'll see what he'll do.
And what happens if he doesn't?
What's the
punishment for not doing that?
As fans, we're gonna feel like the same old Lions. We're gonna feel like we was duped.
Jimmy, thanks, man.
Duped. I love that word.
Thank you, dude. Hey, look, we'll take more of these in the 8 o'clock hour.
248-848-1130.
Hang tight. We're gonna fire this up.
Let people get in. And what will it take? Because
I'm tired of this. I've done this, Rob, and I've done this way too long. I mean, I go back to longer than most of y'all. And I can't believe it's 2014. I still have to ask these questions with another new coach. But this time I don't care about numbers. I don't care how many wins they're going to get. I don't care how many losses they're going to have. They just went to the playoffs a couple years ago, and got drilled by New Orleans.
They got to get another. Got to get another playoff.
Schwartz got you there.
Got to get a playoff win. Here's a guy who came in who's won Super Bowls. Right, have been on Super Bowl winning team.
All right, here we go. 248-848-1130. Sports rep coming up. Take more of your calls. Don't forget Shadow League Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour. But you'll get time. We'll give you all the time you need. Sports Night with Parker and Amanda, Detroit's 1130, WDFM The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.